it's basically an idea to incorporate development that is already ongoing in the Canal District south of the Thruway, and using a new train station, a new bus station, to help reestablish a connection to not only downtown, but the term Nexus, it means to connect. It's a place for people to connect. It's a center. And the transportation component is definitely an important one. Buffalo, historically, was the place where people met, whether it's they came by train, by canal boat, by trolley, and that's what made Buffalo successful, was this particular point that we refer to. It's the Canal District, or it's downtown waterfront. That was the nexus of the community and the continent.
You talk about transportation being key. It looks as if residential is also critical on your plan.
It's a huge component because, you know what, if people don't like living in a place, no amount of festivity or something can hide that fact. When people want to travel to communities, they want to see how other people are living. They want to imagine themselves living there. It's like, yes, Disney World is fine, you know, for the occasional vacation, but where people really go and you know, think about it even locally. You know, we go up to Niagara-on-the-Lake, or we seek out interesting communities. And so we think the more apartments, the more people that live there, local residents really validate a neighborhood for people coming from outside.
And yet you're hearing, you know, questions like, wait a minute, where's the spot for concerts with thousands of people?
You know, there's no spot for concerts of thousands of people on Elmwood Avenue or Hurdle Avenue. It's a very good use interim, but that thing can and is a movable feast. In one decade, we wanted to do it on Lafayette Square. Before that, we were doing it in LaSalle Park. People will show up if you give them a good band and cheap beer. It's a movable feast. But what's not movable is a neighborhood, and that's what we're trying to build here.
Finally, I'm wondering, you've spent years working on this,
yes,
but obviously decision makers are controlling that area.
Sure.
What kind of buy-in do you think you're going to get for these ideas?
I think actually a lot of it, we have been working on various iterations of this going back to 1993 when it was totally up in the air. Geez, is this going to be totally dug up and destroyed? And at each step of the way, it's stuff that we propose that ends up being in these documents. So the development proposals that we're seeing from 2004, a lot of our thinking inform that, and that's good. They want public input, and you know, we think, you know, look at the success of Central Wharf. That wasn't going to be there, and that is probably the most successful public promenade, geez, in upstate New York, and that was part of our proposal. So I think and I know that a lot of what we're proposing here today will end up in a plan and construction in the future.